This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. This is where I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is the 41st Weekly Challenge. Now, most people who participate in this Weekly Challenge read their own stories aloud, and they send me the audio file to add to this production cakewalk. But some people don't. And I've run out of excuses for them, let's face it. They're lazy and they want me to do all the work for them. I won't! I'm not going to do that for them. No, I'm tired of it. No, I'm just gonna make my midget sex slave do it for them. Jokes on them.
Asshole.
Okay, the topic this week was selected by Andrew Ian Dodge. And it was crap. No, really, quite literally, it was fecal matter. Thanks to this crappy topic, we are out of double digits. There were only 8 entries this week. Everyone was off for Martin Luther King Day or something. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week. And it's Andrew again. Alright. And it's not a tie either. It looks like the Berths stayed out of this, maybe flinging crap amongst themselves. Well, here we go. Here's another story by Andrew. Take it away, Andrew.
Fecal matter?
Gasped the sensitive 100-word writer.
What the hell is that Andrew playing at?
Well, fecal matter is another name for shit, or rather crap, which is, of course, the name of the host blog, replied her friend on IM.
But fecal matter, what kind of crap theme's that?
Exactly.
No!
Replied the exasperated writer.
I have my reputation. What would my readers think of such a tale?
That you are a good sport, happy to take the subjects, whatever they might be? After all, Andrew has to deal with the lame subjects you come up with. He replied.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Driving everyone away with that community spirit. I just ordered 100 refrigerator magnets to give away as prizes. I swear, if this weekly challenge gets tanked, I'm showing up at the wedding, and you and the guests are going to eat them. Sorry, folks, where was I? The text from Andrew's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things that they do during their free time, besides write about poop. Okay, let's check the rookie mailbox. Oh my god, another rookie! It's Terrence from the Never Was podcast. Well, I've got the link to Terrence up on the show notes, so you can check out his Never Was. I'm going to do that this week. But until then, let's hear what he's got.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean from the Never Was podcast, and this is my first entry into Lawrence Simon's 100-word challenge. And since Lawrence doesn't post titles for the 100-word stories on his website, I have decided not to give my story a title. Raoul walked down the street from one pool of light shining down from a streetlight to the next. His hood was pulled up, and he looked down at the ground as he passed the occasional person on the street. He turned down a dark alley and stopped quickly when a large man appeared, pointing a gun at him. "Hand over your wallet," the man ordered, shoving the gun towards him. Slowly, Raoul raised his hands and removed the hood from his head. The man took one look at him, dropped his gun, and filled his pants with fecal matter. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story about Raoul. My intention is to each week submit another 100-word story starring Raoul, so each week you will learn a little bit more about this character. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Terrence, for joining despite the interesting topic. And I like your choice of music, too. All right. Now that we're done with the rookies, let's check out the veterans, the few that are still around. I'm going to play them in the order I received them, and first up is Tom from the Footnote Podcast. Okay, Tom, let's hear what you've got.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Listen to Footnote to stop global warming. Tonight's tale, Gold Happens. Nicholas Femel roared with laughter. Jenny Fashi Papa, he snorted. His ilk had tried everything. Silver, iron, lead, ivory, mahogany, polar ice. The translation of transmutation by the Moroccan rabbi proved ironic beyond belief. It's not a goose egg, he chuckled, gazing at the Hebrew text. Over the next month, he had purchased every goose in Paris. The stench was overpowering, even by Parisian standards. The next year, Nicholas Flamel was the richest man in all Europe. His alchemist brothers had taken the wrong path, fixating on density and noble elements. Who'd have guessed? Gold from fecal matter.
Thank you, Tom. Sorry, I was lighting up one here. Oh, so, lighting up a votive candle. Oh, Andrew's messaging me. What's he saying? Okay, cool. All right. I can't believe I freaking won last week. Well, okay. All right. Well, that just shows I need to turn the sound down while doing this. You know, Charlie and Carol were doing their 100th Israelisms this past weekend, and he got a message in the middle of his. So a tip to budding podcasters when you're in the so-called studio, turn off the messaging. Okay. Thank you. Did I already thank Tom? I'm going to thank you again, Tom. You know, thank you a third time. All right. Next up, we can tell by the music who it is. It's Allison, a blog to Allison. Take it away, Allison.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to the 41st Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is fecal matter, and my submission is, the Bench of Justice is a one-holer. In the land of Luxembourg, fecal matters were adjudicated by the Duke of Duki. He did not come to sit on his throne by noble birthright alone. He had studied excremental existentialism at Poo-Poo University, where the official football team cheer was, squeeze another touchdown out for old Poo-You, receiving his dukedorate in defecation for proving that shit in fact exists, de facto defecatio. Now he was faced with a difficult case. A stool pigeon had caught the vice chancellor adulterating his turds with undigested corn, a felony. The Duke did his duty. I sentence you to die. Aria. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off. Thank you.
I don't think there's a single pun that you missed in that one. Not at all. How do you pack those in so tight? All right. Thank you, Allison. You can catch more of Allison's work at allison1.blogspot.com and occasionally here on the site. Nothing more satisfying than... Oh, never mind. Next up is Ted from Ted's Podcast, and he gives word that he's almost ready to podcast. So there will be a URL at some point soon, but until then, you can find him here.
It's a shitty world. It seems that everyone is trying to take the fun out of everything these days. You can't blow smoke in a baby's face anymore. And it's considered insensitive to torch a bag of dog poo on your neighbor's front porch. Even that Lawrence Simon guy keeps saying that podcasting dot is full of crap. What the hell is dot anyway, and why would you want to podcast it? Well, sometimes you just have to say what the hell. I guess when all is said and done, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't fecal matter.
Nah, it just doesn't fecal matter. I believe that'll be my new slogan. Thank you, Ted. I'm looking forward to hearing when you finally got your podcast up and running. Let's head on over to the Holy Land and see how they crap over there. Well, let's hear it.
Service, a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly 100-word story challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's topic was fecal matter. Bithia bent to her task. Like all royal children, she must serve in a temple, and today her job was to empty the litter pans. Examining their contents, she smiled. Praise Bast, no more worms. Her formula had worked. Outside, a whip cracked and a man groaned. Bithia's eyes filled. Lady Bast, or any god who may be listening, please put an end to that, she prayed. If only I could do so myself. Her work done, she summoned her maids. I need a bath, she said, leading them to the river bank, for a dip that changed history. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge. I'm Rachel Jasko. For a glimpse of life in Jerusalem and lots of cat pictures, please visit my weblog at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
Yay! Hold on. Bardo, did you like that one?
Bardo always likes ones about kitty cat here.
Purr right up at the microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, we did good, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I know you want to get back up here.
All right. That was Ryle Jaskow, interrupted there by Nardo, giving his favorite purrs. All right, who's next? Mark. Mark H., the spin doctor, as I'll call him. Mark has returned to us, and he's got another story. All right, spin one up for us.
His first creation looked just like Richard Nixon. I am a sculptor, he thought. Later, controlling hue and texture with diet, he produced other masterpieces, Beyoncé, Rodman, Condoleezza. Artistically, busts worked, but abstracts just looked like piles of crap. He imagined himself the founder of poopism, the creator of fart art. Eventually, he discovered with beet red hair, a corn pearl necklace, and a greenish dress covering smooth brown shoulders, a perfect Lindsay Lohan. His wife would have to admit his genius. He called out for her. She arrived just as Fluffy escaped, followed by the whoosh of the toilet flushing.
God. Thank you, Mark. You like that one too, Nardo? Looks like Nardo wants to be a part of this podcast at this point. Okay, next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. She's still looking for your contributions. Come on, you know you have more than one story in you a week. You can squeeze one out.
Hello, everyone. It's Leiana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. I have a huge headache and not enough energy to be silly here, so swing on over to my podcast for some rambling and some stories. For this week's challenge number 41, Fecal Matter, I bring to you the following story called A Caution Note Needed. Now this week, it's read and performed by myself and my darling husband.
Just two drops a day and one release a month. Yes, folks, you can now have relief from constant bowel movements with no side effects. Guaranteed. This is the bona fide real deal. Our remedy comes with all synthetic ingredients sold at a low, low price. Step right up and see your life change forever.
He was good, and everyone bought his wares. Instructions were followed, and life did change. A month passed to the day, and every used toilet exploded. The town was flooded, burying everything. The salesman smiled and went back to his sales at the next sinning city.
Doesn't everyone like a carnival? Oh, what a day. Okay, well, you thought it was over, but we all know what happens next. It's time for a story that is more like a joke, but it's a story, and it's by our old friend,
Planet Z. Two monkeys walk into a bar. The bartender asks the first one, "So, what do you have?" The first monkey says, "I think I want a banana daiquiri." So, the bartender mixes him up a banana daiquiri. Then he asks the second monkey what he wants. Second monkey says, "I want a beer and a shot." The bartender asks the second monkey, "Why don't you have a banana daiquiri? Don't all monkeys like bananas?" The second monkey throws a lump of crap at the bartender. "Yeah, I like bananas, but not all monkeys are daiquiri-drinking faggots like him."
Hey, I didn't have any to do this week.
Well, you gotta admit that the topic kinda stunk.
Yeah, but you'd think Beck would write something for me to read. I mean, he loves this kinda crap.
Well, I'm sorry, but maybe next week.
I'm still gonna get paid, right?
In your dreams.
Hey!
It plays the banjo or it gets the hose.
All right. Sheesh, cheap ass.
And there you have it. That's 9 stories about fecal matter. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of this rather smelly weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and you go vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then while all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 42nd weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 43rd, and I've ordered the prizes, so that'll all be taken care of soon. There is more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell I'm saying or you're in trap. There is also archives of my very own 100-word stories there, and you can buy a bunch of crap. Oh, if you need to subscribe to the feed, there's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. We've got 3 reviews on iTunes for this thing. Come on, let's have a 4th. I think there were 6 or 7. And I made the finals for Pickle Tales. Thank you for your support. Phil Ross made it. Will Ross didn't. But may the best man wearing my underwear win. We'll be back with another thrilling adventure of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. Next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thank you for listening, thank you for participating, and as always, keep it brief.